From State Library Queensland's point of view, I mean, technology is an enabler for us. We have many roles that we use technology for. We use it to run new services on. So as I talked about in the presentation that I gave earlier, you know, whereas 95% of people who were coming into a library were coming in to use the collections or to use reference material, that's now dropped to 34. People are getting their information from the online space. But it's not equitable, and libraries have got a role in there to teach and to help people learn and to utilise technology. And as the content's coming online and being used in a multitude of different devices, from smartphones through to iPads, through to the Sony readers or dedicated reading devices, libraries have got to be there to help people make sense of that information overload, to still use those traditional library skills but in an online space. And so everything from having our staff run services on iPads through to having the opportunity for kids to come in and use technology and learn how to connect with other communities. The technology holds that all together, and that's what our role is.
Okay, so Helen Hooper from JCU. Looking at it from a point of view of an academic institution, a lot of our students are coming in with mobile devices, with iPads, with smartphones, and we don't see it as our role to provide those devices, but as Rory said, to make our services available on those devices. So in the future, we're going to be looking at collaborating to develop things like mobile apps so that things like our lib guides and our catalogue can be accessed much easier on someone who's got a phone like this, an Android phone or an iPhone, and an iPad or anything like that. So we'll be looking at those types of things. And of course, the other thing that we're doing a lot of is looking at ebook collections, and we already have over 4,000 ebooks in our library in different formats and aggregates, and that's the future in the next few years for us, is looking at other ebook collections and aggregates that we can get and acquire to give our students that access in lots of flexible delivery modes.
Okay, Nicole from Mackay Regional Council. I guess for us being in a regional area, we're not like Southeast Queensland. We've got a lot of customers in the spread of our area now with amalgamation, where they struggle to get just a telephone service, let alone having an internet service. So that's an impact for us. And what we're trying to do, and I guess John would be in a similar situation, is provide some sort of service so that customers can actually see what these devices are, how potentially they could work for them in the future. We have a really small collection of ebooks.
Our small compared to people do believe.
100. So really small, because we're just sort of testing the waters with that at the moment. Still debating as to what type of ebook reader we could provide, how we would go about doing that, trying to do it in the most cost-effective way, yet providing an outcome that's still good for the customer. We have just implemented Belinda Digital e-audiobooks. We rolled that out officially 2 weeks ago, but we've had it in place for about 6 weeks. And without even advertising to our customers, we've had 50 sneaky people sign up already. And the comment and feedback from them has just been fabulous for that. So little by little, we're introducing slight gradual things. Also in a bit of liaison with our LMS, to see if we can get some sort of app made for our catalogue as well to make things a little bit easier. That's probably the direction that we're heading, just seeing what's around before we make that leap and spend those funds.
John Scott, Vertigan. I think most of us would agree that we've had an educative role for donkey's years, using new and innovative technologies. And I had one mum say to me, "This is brilliant. I think I need an iPad. Now I can come into the library and try it out and see if I really do need one." And I think that's an important service that we provide to our communities. We're learning as we go on. The game is changing literally on a daily basis. And we just have to adapt and be flexible about what we do. But bringing technology to our communities is I think it's part of what we have to do. And it's a fun thing to do, is to show people and see, I've got a 70-year-old who follows us on Twitter. And I think that's just magic.
Carissa from the Mac Doctors. I guess the Mac Doctors kind of see their role to help support everybody on the panel, everybody out here, to help them with service questions or to at least direct you in the right direction. As far as the growth of technology and as far as books are and publications are concerned, it's definitely going to grow. Like I said, I'm carrying around about 1,500 books with me at all times. And I've only got a 16 gig iPad, so it's they're really small. It makes it really easy to do that sort of thing. And I just think eventually students are going to university or high schools are going to have an iPad or some other sort of e-reader for their textbooks instead of having to carry around, you know, pounds and kilos of books every day, which is going to be good. So
I might quickly pick up on your comment about the schools. It was in the newspaper recently, St Hilda's at Southport, they're replacing all their desktop PCs with iPads. That's 700 PCs being replaced with an iPad. So it shows how quickly the technology is changing.
And I think, just a minute, the other thing I was going to say, even with this, when we've been to some recent presentations at JCU, the issue is not that people won't have these devices, I think the issue is connectivity. And once you have 1,000 students on a campus all trying to connect wirelessly to iPads, we have another set of problems. And that's not iPads, that's also laptops as well and everything else. So although this is great and this technology is wonderful, if we don't have the infrastructure around it to support it from our institutions, we are going to discover a whole set of other problems.
Yeah.